What a great honor it is to serve at Hope Church. I absolutely love our church, and you saw something today that I don't know that you'll ever see again. My dance moves. I said, I'm not sure if I got saved or lost my salvation, but something wild happened. I really want to, from the bottom of my heart, say, Hope Church, because of your faith in God, you're making a difference. And what an honor it is to be part of that. Last week, thanks, Pastor Zach, for talking about inerrancy of Scripture. Truth matters. And so I thought about this morning, a lot of turmoil in my mind. I'm like, God, what is it that you want to do? And we've taken 21 days to say, I want to be serious about the Lord. Many people have fasted certain things. Many people have gotten up early and prayed, gave up lunch, social media, all of those things. And as I was up early praying this morning, I had a dream. And it was just such a fun time. We were together with church people, and we were in a van. And we were just hanging out and talking, and I mean, it was kind of like this moment, like, this is so good. And then somebody behind me started shoving the van. And I was like, oh, we're moving. And we're moving out into traffic, and I can't stop us, but we're moving. And we got into traffic. I finally got the car started and we began to go. And this morning early, I was praying. I'm like, Lord, what are you doing? What are you saying? And as all morning I've been praying, I have all of my notes. I have my sermon ready, written. I never come not prepared. But I think this morning's going to be a little different. And what I've sensed all morning is that, Lord, what is that picture that you gave me? And I think it has to do with our time of prayer. It has to do with our time of fasting. We've all been, I anticipate that you've been seeking. And then there's this part of us, it doesn't do good if we have such a great time here and it doesn't impact the world. I mean, I love our church. I look forward to being here. It's just a highlight of highlights. At the same time, God is speaking to us and saying, I know you're loving the hanging out in the big van called Hope Church, but I need you. And I'm going to ask you to move, or I'm going to push you to move. And I thought, Lord, I want to be a sheep. I want to be led. I don't want to be shoved. And what I want to do in just a moment or two is to have a time where we pray. And here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to just ponder three questions. Lord, am I in park just having a good life? Nothing wrong with having a good life, right? Am I in park having a good life? Or are you moving me back into traffic and I have to go somewhere because I got to make a difference? You know, as your pastors, Pastor Kevin, Pastor Zach, me, we can't share with the people you can share with. You go to work. You go to school. You interact with people we can't interact with. So our job is to equip God's people to do his work. And what I sense God saying to you and me today is this. We can't live life in park. There are people who are hurting. There are people who are struggling. There are people who need us on the road of life making a difference. And in just a moment or two, I want to ask you to pray three things. God, am I still seeking you? I've loved all the comments and just knowing we're together with this 21 days. I've loved it. I've loved your insights. It's been so good. And Sharon and I have been very faithful. I will say Thursday morning, I think I got home Wednesday night about 1, and we were up early praying. And I think I might have prayed first, and then I realized she was getting up and walking away. I'm like, well, that went quick. I was so tired, I was out cold. So I'm not saying I did perfect with it, but we've been serious about this. How is your seeking doing? The Bible is God's truth, and truth sets us free. Maybe today, just in an honest moment, you could say, God, I'm kind of in park when it comes to seeking. Would you help me? How is your serving going? No condemnation whatsoever. But are you doing what God has asked you to do? And normally that's uncomfortable. At least for me it is. Any of you who've been in Hope Church for years, you know this is not something I would normally do ever. Not that I'm opposed to that, but sometimes it's uncomfortable. We went to the youth service on Saturday night. It was incredible. And they said, Pastor Jim, you're going to preach tonight. Oh, really? When? About 5 minutes. We're going to call you up there. Oh, that's just great, God. I don't speak Spanish. I got nothing. Have you ever been like, God, how can you know, well, Jim, you're a pastor. You should be able to do that. Really? Do you want to have notes? And there's this thing called study time? But my uncomfortableness led to hearts being changed. And it's not about how good we are. It's about how great He is through us. How is your serving? Maybe it's time for you to say, Lord, I don't want to be in park when it's time to serve. You have something to offer. Sit down with me for 5 minutes, and I promise you, there's something for you to do. And then just, how is your sharing? You know, we're ordering cool t-shirts. We've got a bunch of Hydro Flasks out there that have the Hope Church logo on it. It's super easy to talk about Hope Church. And it's not about Hope Church. It's about connecting people with Jesus. And Hope Church is a place where that actually can happen. When's the last time you were able to engage your faith with somebody? In my dream today, it wasn't like a bad thing. Like all of a sudden God rear-ended me, you know, like, ah, you know, I had whiplash. It was just like, I'm not stopping. I'm moving. Times are getting closer to the end, and I'm moving, and I want you to be part of that. I want Hope Church to be part of that. I want people who don't think that they can be part of it to realize I'm very serious, and you can be part of that. And we've prayed and we've fasted for what? Not just to read what other people are writing and go, wow, that was super cool. Not just to say, there's more to it. And I'm so excited today to say, I want to pray with you for what God's next step is. And hey, on that, on Saturday night, I literally texted some of my friends and said, can you pray for me? Because this is uncomfortable. And I remember, you know, the guys, and I remember Andrew saying, Jim, they love you. You're going to do fine. And I thought, I forgot about that. They love us. It's so much easier to talk to people who love you. Well, they love us because we've been here. We've given, we've sacrificed, we've done life with them. And because of your prayers and your encouragement, I said, Lord, you can use me if you want to, but I'm doing it. And God did a beautiful thing. So here's what I want to do. And I don't want to be weird. I never do this. But if you were to be just super honest in your heart and say, God, I don't want to be in park when you're saying it's time to take the next step. How's your seeking going? How's your serving going? How is your sharing going? That's the purpose of Hope Church. That's the bedrock. Those are the principles that we want to live by. Not how you dress, none of that matters. Not whether you dance or you don't, that stuff doesn't matter. What matters is that God can use you and He wants you to use. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to invite Jennifer and Aaron to come back up, and they're going to sing a song. And I want to pray with you that Hope Church is very uncomfortable just being a great place for us to hang out. Now, I love hanging out with you, but I think that there's something supernatural happening. And people said, I want to go to revival. I've never wanted to go to revival. I want to be a revival. In my little part of what I can do, I want to be that thing. And that's not a prideful thing. I want to be what God wants me to be. And so I'm going to, in just a moment, I'm going to pray and I'm going to invite you to come to what we would call an altar. And I want you to answer God's call in just three simple ways. How's your seeking? It's between you and God. How's your serving? It's between you and God. And how is your sharing? Just very simple, and just have a moment with God. Because I really think, I mean, for me not to do my notes today is a big deal. Like, well, let God move. God moves through my notes. He did it 2 weeks ago when I prepared my message before I left. I have no problem with studying in advance, but there's something different today. And if it's one person who says, I'm seeing something that I want to connect to, that's the person that God cares so much about. He had me rearrange everything today for you. So as we sing this song, I want to pray, and then this will be kind of the end of our service, but I don't want it to be a time where you're really hurried. I came in early. I kept scratching off parts of my notes. Nope, 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 nope. I'm like, that was really good. Nope. And then I figured, forget it. If the elders are praying and anointing me to do what God wants, this is it. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to invite you just to take a moment between you and God, and then let's see what God has for us. Father, thank you. Wow, I know that you love us. Truth matters, truth sets us free, and today, this day, March 12th, would you speak in our hearts? Lord, is it just, can we just be honest and say, I'm not seeking like I was, and I'm feeling a little more stressed than I used to. I'm not praying like I have in the past. And life is more frustrating. God, can we be honest and say, I've been hurt. I don't want to serve. I honestly don't have what it takes to serve. I'm too busy to serve. I'm already exhausted, and now you want me to be more exhausted? Lord, could you speak to us about priority? And that the greatest enterprise that's ever existed is being part of what you're doing. The greatest enterprise, the greatest business, the greatest opportunity that we could ever be given in all of life is to work with you to make an eternal difference for somebody else. So Lord, would you just speak to our heart right now and say, I have something I want you to do. You may not understand it yet, but will you trust me? And then God, I think sometimes we train for the battle so much, we actually think we're engaged in the battle. And yet I just sent you, you pushed us, Lord, into the battle this morning and in that dream. You pushed us into the battle and said, no, you've got to get back into the battle. Lord, is there somebody at work who's always hurting, somebody at work who's always frustrated, somebody at work who doesn't have any answers? And all we can do, I mean, God, we can tell them we'll pray for you, and we really will. We can invite them to Hope Church where they can find hope because of Jesus Christ. God, would you just give us all that look of being in the van and having so much fun, and then you saying, I need you to take one more step. The time has come for us to move in you. Let's stand together. So here's my... I want to say beg, but I don't want to beg. But my heart of hearts says to you, God is moving and he wants to use you. God is moving and he wants to bless you. So call it a beg, call it whatever you want. As they begin to sing this song, I'm going to get on my knees right here and say, God, am I seeking you like I should? Am I serving you like I should? Am I sharing you like I should? I love you with all my heart. And this is the time for your pastor to say to you, God means business with you. It's not about you right now. It's about obedience to him. I don't want you to feel driven, but if you also want to come pray, and then I'm going to ask our elders, you can pray, that's fine, but lay hands just gently on the people who want to come for prayer and ask that God would honor their faith. Amen. All right, I want to invite you to come and pray, just like I'm going to.